So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. Excited to bring you back an old friend and somebody who ran for a high office, was the U.S. attorney here, and top on his resume, one of our honorees at the Feast of the Seven Fishes. That's got to be right up there. That's like the Nobel Prize and Oscar all in one when you get that. He is the co-chair of the Duane Morris White Collar Compliance Defense Corporate Investigations and Regulatory Compliance Group. Bill McSwain, former U.S. attorney and personal friend of Larry Krasner, is with us on Talk Radio. I couldn't resist that, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's always great to be with you, Dom. Yeah, Krasner's at the top of my Christmas card list.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to start with him and what you did there. And I was telling this the other day, and even though it seems like eons ago, I remember the one case when Pam Bondi jumped in, and now I think the death penalty is on the table for what happened in Charlotte. I believe it was the case. They seemed to be Asian that I remember. Guy, Southwest Philadelphia, walking down the street, AK-47. He apparently can't get into the business to rob them or shoot them. I think the owner is washing something outside, and he shoots him, may have paralyzed him. And for that, I think Krasner, Bill, ended up with around two and a half years or something. And I thought that's one of the cases where then you said enough and you came in.
That's right. You got a good memory. It was Mike Pong.
That's it.
Yeah, Mike Pong was the deli owner. And he was out in front of his shop. He was washing his car. Mm-hmm. And Javon Patterson was a defendant there. And he walked down the street with a rifle in clear view and attacked Mike Pong. And Mike Pong fought back. But he was shot, and he's confined to a wheelchair. And DA's office gave Patterson a plea deal that involved as little as 3 years in prison.
Wow.
That was clearly inappropriate. And so we stepped in, and we ultimately secured a sentence of over 14 years.
Wow. And, you know, just while you mentioned that, and I want to come back to the Bondi point, I remember how driven you were when that woman lit up police cars, George Floyd Summer, right there at City Hall. She bought those gloves that wouldn't burn her, flammable, inflammable, on Etsy, or she was wearing something from Etsy. I guess she got the gloves somewhere else. You and your guys tracked it down. And again, Krasner slap on the wrist, if that. So, Bill, what's the trigger where the feds can come in? Can they just come in at any time? What triggered you to come into those?
There's really two things that you need, Dom. First, you need jurisdiction. You need some federal hook.
Okay.
So garden variety murder, for example, is not something that the feds normally have jurisdiction over. But if there's some hook, like if it's part of a drug conspiracy, it's part of a RICO conspiracy, it's part of a larger organization, if it occurs in a certain location, you can charge it federally. And we did this, I mean, another one that's really close to my heart was we did this when we took the case away from Krasner with the murder of Philadelphia police officer Jimmy O'Connor.
Yes.
I know you know, that's one that's really ingrained in a lot of people's memory. So Jimmy O'Connor was murdered by Hassan Elliott, who shouldn't have been on the street at all. He was only there because of the irresponsible bail policies of the DA's office and Krasner. And because there was also a drug conspiracy involved with that, we were able to charge Elliott and his co-defendants, Bilal Mitchell, Khalees Sears, and Sherman Easterling were their names. And we wrapped it all up into a federal prosecution. So you need jurisdiction, and then you also just need the willpower. You just need to want to do it because you see an injustice or you see a way for there to be a stiffer federal penalty. And so you usually reach out to the local prosecutors and offer your help. And most are very happy to have it. Most like the fact that you've got federal resources available. You have stiffer penalties often available. You have statutory remedies. But Krasner is, you know, sort of one of a kind. He doesn't want any help. He doesn't want any help because he's not really interested in putting people in jail for a long time.
I agree with you. I agree with you on the one of the kind. Some of these other progressive attorneys, you know, that wave of them that got in, some of them are, you know, a guy like Bill McSwain there, you would be great, a great pushback. I think they would capitulate. Not this guy. He is insufferable. He's the top of the line. He's the model, I believe, Krasner. I don't really see anybody else out there. I mean, they're usually not as articulate or skilled on his point of view, but the arrogance and insufferability are world class.
And he and I disagreed on a lot of things when I was U.S. attorney, but I mean, he's really sort of a proponent of this misguided idea, I think, that it's too cruel to take people off the streets.
Right.
It's too cruel to put them in prison or in mental institutions and keep them off the streets. But you know what? Sometimes too much compassion for the guilty is actually cruelty to the innocent. And we've seen that play out over and over in Philadelphia, and we saw it play out in Charlotte, in the example you've been talking about, the Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered on the on the train. And, you know, there are consequences to those misguided ideas.
My theory, Bill, is to it takes a lot, and you are so buttoned up, to make the case before it blurs with the I remember this stuff because, you know, I'm somebody like you. I don't forget this stuff. And I do this every day. The public doesn't understand all this stuff that he does to lessen the crimes on a regular basis. And he's smart that he, quote, brings back the innocent. So that's what's difficult to defeat him. I wanted to talk with you about something else. The shooting of Charlie Kirk. I remember your military background. And, Bill, we've seen attacks on public figures before, you know, bloviators like me or Kirk. You know, somebody rushes them. I've had little stuff like that over the years. But to try to take them out at this distance, the only time I remember something like that, it's usually a presidential race or a president.
It's really stunning. I mean, I'm still in shock about it, as I'm sure many of your listeners are. And Charlie Kirk had security, as I understand it.
Yep.
He traveled with security because of the close-in interactions and making sure that nobody was going to rush him. And, and that's smart. And I think he took the precautions that he could reasonably take. But is it his job when he goes to every college campus and has crowds of thousands of people to sweep all the rooftops? You know, no, that's not his job. I mean, there's some risk involved in that, I guess, but it's a sad commentary that he would have to go to those lengths to ensure his safety. Yep. I mean, it's obviously we don't know all of the facts yet, but it's just a horrific, horrific tragedy.
Yeah, I want to call on your experience, though, in the military, though. You had vast experience in this. How tough of a shot is that? It seems you have to be pretty skilled to be doing something like that from that distance.
Well, and you, I mean, if it is the way it appears to be, you had the attacker also had to be pretty skilled to get into position.
Yeah.
Had to stealthily get there. You know, it seems like it was one shot from a distance, but you know, with some of the, I don't know obviously who did it, but there is danger involved if you have someone who's literally a sniper trying to get into position. I mean, you can shoot someone from a distance of up to 1,000 yards with accuracy, certainly with military grade weapons. So we'll have to see. You know, I know that the full weight of the federal government is out there trying to find the perpetrator, and I have no doubt that they will.
Well, Bill, bad circumstances, but great to talk with you. So anytime you're involved in something, we want to hear more from you, of course, and hope that we see you. I know those political campaigns. I remember the last couple of days, the last time you ran in studio here, and you're a fit guy and all, but it really takes something out of you, I could tell.
Well, you know, I loved every minute of it.
Yeah,
I really did. It was something that you have to be passionate about, and you have to really do with 100% commitment. But I loved learning more about Pennsylvania and about Pennsylvanians and traveling all over and talking to people like you and talking to people who care about our country. It was actually very inspiring.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, to be continued. Don't be a stranger, please. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Great to be with you. Take
Thank
care.
You. All right. Bill McSwain and Henry, you can tell, deep honor right there at the top. Seven Fishes Award winner. I think it was pre-COVID. All right. 855-839-1210. You heard what he said, too. He was someone highly skilled shooting from a distance, right? Of what it would take in this situation. That's the thing that jumped out at me immediately. The fact, again, somebody comes rushing at you, they're going to try to do something that can be stopped, or, you know, that's sadly relatively normal given how big of a public. And recently, Charlie Kirk has really been all over the place when South Park throws you in to satirize you. They were doing it with Hannity and Kirk. And of course, the stuff with President Trump. That's big league stuff. It gets out there. But as far as we can tell at this point, two things on the bullets, the shell casings. One, trans, the other, fascism. If we get the exact remark on them, I'm looking for it right now, we'll let you know. And is there any doubt this fascism stuff, the shooter would be enunciating that? But the trans stuff, my God, you know, college campuses on this stuff and the so-called genocide and going after Jewish students. We're going to speak. Henry has secured one of the leading college Republicans nationwide. And I know that you see these big rallies that Charlie Kirk had, Turning Point and all that stuff. All true. Conservatism, cool again. But on college campuses, that's not exactly the full story. It's unreceptive. It's hostile. It's we're going to shut you down. It's savagery. Someone like Riley Gaines, for example. You know, I know for a fact how hard it is to do a public event with Riley Gaines. I mean, just picture, I mean, Riley Gaines, they don't like that you come with the facts on the whole transgender nonsense. And that's it. You're a hater up and down the line. And I don't know if anything that Kirk said there. I mean, the only area where Kirk. He debated it. Some of his views on the relationship of husband and wife and all that stuff. But these are debatable things. They're not hatred. You know, don't marry a guy like Charlie Kirk then. You know, the idea that the woman in biblical terms and submissive and all that. Well, don't fall in love. Don't be involved with someone like that. But is that a hate crime? No, you may differ with it. And on the ground, debating people 50 times a year on college campuses. I'm still in shock that the hatred is so bad, though, to Bill McSwain's point, that you'd have someone professional enough to get into position, good enough shot to do this and get away. That's unparalleled. These are plots usually when you're killing the president, Oswald, you know, stuff like that. These are not college campuses with a Charlie Kirk. Just think about that, the level that we've reached here. You know, even if a bunch of people showed up, wanted to rough him up, that's one thing. You can say, can't you speak on a college campus? They're going to say, no, you can't. But shooting him at long distance in the neck, killing him at the age of 31. And again, you look at the toll, the family, wife, two kids. That is, and people on Twitter saying, oh, that just makes me even gladder. If you missed it, I mentioned Marco Rubio said, you're on social media, you're from a foreign country, you're not getting into this country if you're celebrating and using AI and everything else. They have a list of names. No, we're not letting you into the country. Look, when American citizens do this, then people have to consider how to deal with it when they're named celebrating this. Well, here's one that's an example, and she's a nurse. And I want to follow up. Don't just go listen to the broader point that I'll make with this one. This is cut 19, Henry. She's a medical worker. She praises the assassination. She's in scrubs. You'll see YouTube.com. How much she hates conservatives, then says, I'm glad he got shot. I hope he dies. I don't care. I think it's before he died. But she makes a broader point in here that I want to make and take apart about the attitude. Liberal, progressive, good, conservative, bad. I'll explain. Listen to what she said.
My coworker was all in a tizzy because she gonna tell me that Charlie Kirk got shot, and I said, good. So we get into this whole conversation about it, and she goes, well, you can't hate people for their political views. And I'm like, yes, I can. Like, that's specifically why I hate people sometimes. You can't hate me for my views because my views don't infringe upon your rights. You don't hate me for what I believe in because it doesn't interfere with your life. Some of these views are dangerous. And I'm glad he got shot. Hopefully he dies. I don't care.
All right. Now, other than the outrage that she's a medical, I'm not sure if she's a nurse. She's in full scrubs driving doing this. The point, and the media brings this on. Well, liberals are all about just live and let live. No, they're not. Cancel culture, repressive laws, the stuff we went through with COVID. No, they're not. She's making the point in her mind, I don't interfere in your life. You, Charlie Kirk, or if you follow a lot of the stuff Kirk said, that's interference in my life. That's why I hate you. That's why you should be hated. And you notice what she said, you can't hate me. Sometimes a subset of this would be, if you're white, you can be a racist. If you're not, you can't be a racist. That whole argument, my God, the silliness of it. But this in her mind, my liberal viewpoint does not interfere with your life. It's the essence of it is to let you do whatever you want that makes you happy. Your conservative viewpoints, you are the interference. You're repressive. You're oppressive. And I just off the top of my head hit three or four things. Come on. You know, you want to argue that what Kirk said could be somewhat restrictive on the lives of somebody transgender. Okay, it's a fair argument. But the argument that her belief system will never interfere with you, that's why she can't be hated. That's a nugget there of the thought process here. And the media inculcates that. They don't think they're interfering with your rights. In any way, shape, or form. They're just doing what's right. All right, phone lines. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Getting some great ones on Twitter. Charlie the Tuna. Let's take that one off. That would have been a good one. Mm-hmm. All-time Charlies. Charlies. Carla. Carlotta. There's a lot. Charlotte. hit us with one of those. And we're going to pull the winner today, too, Henry. I don't see the prize there. You have to get with Walter on that. He'll decide the prize. And, you know, when I come back, we'll announce it and do the whole thing. Hit us 4 days this week. So before the end of the show, we'll have a winner for a great prize. Get in. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, Dom Giordano Show. It's 855-839-1210. We'll play you a little bit more to coming up 24 years of 9/11. Cut four. This is a caller I had, a caller named Tim. We were talking about what was happening as it was happening. We didn't know all the stuff that we now know or even later that day. Remember, I'm on the air first on Talk Radio 1210, trying to piece this out. We're hearing people saying they had a nuclear weapon at the Pentagon. I mean, the Pentagon's hit in the middle of this, and I'm checking 42 times to say, that can't be. The two buildings are down. What do you mean the Pentagon is now hit? Here's how it sounded with caller Tim.
Tim is from Princeton, New Jersey. Tim, you're on the Big Talker, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning. I can't express what I'm feeling. It's such a mix of sadness, anger. It's just unbelievable. And this is beyond an act of war to me because this is civilians. This isn't even terrorism. It's not even war. It's a crime against humanity as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Tim, you have it exactly right. I mean, our thing is sadness for the victims and due course grieving and all that went on. But there is an anger here, Tim, that we've been down this road before. We didn't take the proper action. Osama bin Laden is obviously the only one in the world, according to all experts, who could pull this off. If we don't secure him, bring him to trial, or take him out on the ground, then the president and the people in charge of this have not fulfilled their duty, their oath of office, to protect Americans.
All right. I said that well before it was announced or he took credit for it. You know, this is in the few hours that I was on. So, and I was thinking as I'm saying, oh, man, you better be right. But it occurred to me, based upon everything, the totality of it, who else would have been able to pull this off? And at that point, we knew about bin Laden, but not to the degree that became apparent later. Let me go to Joe in Columbus. Joe, Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for the wait, Joe. Hi.
Hey, Dom, anytime. Dom, for those liberals, mentally incompetent liberals out there that say this is bilateral, I would encourage them. I would agree to meet them at these incidents with a measuring cup and measure the blood spill, because they are out of their minds, and it's just not right that they can't. They've never been able to open their eyes up to, you know, the pattern and the heartbreak that's been going on.
Right.
With this.
And Joe, the thing of it is this. Usually, if someone doesn't raise their voice, if they're not all fired up when they're doing it, you don't get the word hateful, et cetera, with them. And Kirk is out there debating everybody. I feel there's a lot of other figures out there you could get ginned up against and get worked up. But Kirk,
and their own sick mind.
Yeah,
their hate is justified, Dom, and they want to curb any potential for our offense, our mm-hmm. you know, our aggressiveness. And I want them to know there's a difference between being aggressive and defending yourself. And that came into play yesterday with me. You know, I spent early afternoon with our road warrior. We were trying to absorb this because I was in his area, and it didn't hit me till I was on the way home. And my elder son, the one you have yet to meet, texted me, and it was resounding. He didn't say, "Did you hear Charlie Kirk was killed?" His text was, "Did you hear they got Charlie Kirk?"
Exactly.
That made a difference to me, you know. And up until that point, I thought his whole life was, because I spent the morning playing golf with him. It was his birthday. I thought his whole life was golf, girls, and Eagles. And that's when I realized, you know, he's paying more attention and he's coming up with his own formulations than I ever realized. They got Charlie Kirk.
I hear you, Joe. And I just would add on a bit of a humorous thing. Thank God for that kid. Golf, girls, and Eagles, not Cowboys.
Yes. Yeah. And I want to thank you guys for making, first of all, being the custodian of our emotions and our feeling yesterday. You guys got to me, but you made a transition the right way between you and Rich Zeoli, including Dan. And people don't realize how hard that is to transfer on that fly. You know, even when, you know, Dom Giordano tells you to put the headphones on, he surprises you with a question. That was so difficult to do yesterday and keep in proper context. And I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Joe, very much, Joe. Who's your Charlie?
Mine, as much as Charlie Kirk was his own rightful pioneer, mine was the pioneer of aviation, and along with being a great engineer and a great scientist, that he had his gas consumption down to the ounce, was Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah, staying awake, you know, when that's the man who never sleeps, that was me, and I've always thought about Lindbergh when I was doing the overnights. Oh my God, can you imagine falling, you know, whoo, by yourself, too. Over the Atlantic. That's just preposterous that this was done. I'm surprised they're not conspiracy theorists saying, no, he didn't do it. I mean,
I bet there's more conspiracy theories about the baby.
Oh, right. Well, of course, the baby. That's the other thing. By the way, we're going to talk with the head of the College Republicans, or one of their leaders, nationwide on college campuses, what that's like. Wanted to tell you, I'm looking to see all these colleges, and I'll be documenting them in coming days. They put out statements on October 7th. For example, my alma mater, LaSalle. I haven't seen them put out a statement on this yet. Now, come on, Dom, they can't put out statements on everything. I'll tell you why they should have put out a statement on this, these colleges. And we'll see. Henry, you're going to look too. I'll try to find some. It happened on a college campus. This guy was known for crowds on college campuses. And it is a matter, I think somewhat, the manner of execution. Shot like this, like a presidential candidate, that has riveted the nation. And LaSalle, you may remember how bad they were with their October 7th statement. So I'm waiting to see area colleges. What do they tell their students about this? I haven't seen it yet. I'll let you know. I think it's appropriate due to the fact he was centered in going to colleges and challenging liberal orthodoxy in a reasonable way. You have a chance to step up to the plate with a guy like Charlie Kirk, tell him the area, and see if your ideas are better. What a great idea. Love to do it myself. All right, 855-839-1210. Fred Herron, too, later in the show today. What an event last night. This is such a great job to meet people like Fred and the people that came out to Chambers last night, including Johan, I think it was Johan Jr. They're the storied boxing for kids and cops coming together. Hey, living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s. It's the most popular wellness duo ever. You just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be at it for free. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Remember, use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free. Again, just use that code TOGETHER and res-q.com. Do it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Day. All right. Welcome in, everyone. You got to go to Talk Radio 1210. Dan and his new beat there of social media has got a great thing up of Scott Presler from my interview with him today. And also when he was on with Charlie Kirk. And also he's got Presler laying out Diane Merseglia at the event. It's really good stuff. And Presler today was unbelievable at the top of the show. Joining us is a guy really in the center of the universe today because of what's going on here. J.T. Marshburn is a national chairman of the College Republicans Committee. J.T. joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, J.T., welcome in. Thanks so much on a busy day for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, did you ever have any part working with a Charlie Kirk Turning Point event, JT?
I did not. I never got the chance to meet with Charlie Kirk, but a lot of my members really view him as their spark for getting them involved politically, and he was a transformational figure in the movement.
Tell me why. What is it? Was it just some pyrotechnics? Was there a particular? Was it the debate? Hey, you know, it's a great draw, JT. I'm thinking of doing it myself. Show up. Can you beat me in it? That's a great draw. And he had a lot of interesting, sometimes goofy people do it with him. That'll draw a crowd.
Exactly. He was the bastion of free speech on campus. And that's how he'll forever be remembered. Allowing the discussion of free ideas and the exchange of particularly different ideas. And he loved it. And he loved the people who had differing ideas from him.
JT is the, with all the pushback from President Trump, at least some of the bigger, I wanted to ask you a broad question here. LaSalle University is my alma mater. They shame themselves post October 7th by the statements they put out. Are colleges putting out statements today? I know they can't put out statements and everything, JT, but college campuses happen on free speech on campus, all the tension. I would think it's a duty of colleges to tell their students and the world what they think about this.
I think that you make a very good point there. I think that colleges need to stick up for free speech on campus. What we saw after October 7th was awful, with people coming to campus and having encampments in support of anti-Semitism. What Charlie Kirk did is what needs to be encouraged on these college campuses again. Conservative speakers need to be welcomed into college campuses, and the colleges don't need to be afraid to have them.
Are we seeing any of that? I mean, you know, Riley Gaines is a friend, JT, and a friend of the show. And again, I could see somebody coming in so provocative, maybe even we might say hateful, maybe a speaker like that, where there'd be a lot of attention. But Riley Gaines had to hide, shelter in place for over an hour, 2 hours. I think it was at San Francisco University when she was touring campuses. Is it, we having a sense for the new school year that some of that's going to lessen?
I hope so. And I think that this is a very good opportunity for us to come rally together, both sides of the aisle, left and right, mm-hmm. for stronger unity. This is a situation where we had a man assassinated for saying what he believed in on a college campus. And the rhetoric just needs to tone itself down a little bit. And we need to be a better country after this.
Well, JT, my remedy would be this. I'd like to see who you and I or, you know, people that really pay attention. Who are some of the best elevated but provocative left and right? I would encourage them to go across the country on a debate tour together on these issues and colleges to put the resources out there and do it. And let people see it can be fierce, but their ideas, not personal, and it can be done. And some college would really go a long way towards solidifying what free speech is all about. I'm thinking like a Lincoln Douglas kind of thing, something like that.
Yeah, that's a really spectacular idea. I think that a good dialogue sets the tone for the rest of the country. And a good dialogue at a time like this creates unity between both sides.
JT, when people learn your National Chairman College Republican Committee, is it easier now? I saw some kids saying that Kirk made being a conservative cool. I can't be in their minds and do that. But on college campuses, I think that seems like a little bit of an overstatement given the antagonism. What do you say?
Well, I say that after the events of last night, I spoke to my home chapter at the University of Georgia, and I told them, and I'll tell you what I told them. I said that we need to stand firm in our foundational beliefs as conservatives, and we don't need to stop. We can't kowtow to the fear and to the mob that's going to come after this. We need to stand up and stand up for what is right.
Let me ask University of Georgia now, SEC, known the top football teams, et cetera. Would speakers be welcome on that campus or even at the University of Georgia? Would there be an issue, say, with Scott Presler was on today as a friend of ours, or Charlie Kirk? Would there be a lot of antagonism?
I don't think so.
Okay.
In the SEC, it just means more. I think that we're a lot more hospitable and a lot more open to the dialogue. Okay. Charlie Kirk actually visited here last year and had a very, very good crowd.
JT, suppose it's Nick Saban. What's going to happen then? Come on, JT, at University of Georgia.
I mean, I respect Nick Saban a lot more now, but he's not coaching from the Tide anymore. I can root for him a little bit more on game day.
Oh, God. So, JT, what are your future goals? What year are you in there?
I'm a sophomore. I'm 19.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. You're 19. I thought I was speaking with a 26-year-old in the Trump administration. That's how good. I'm serious. That's how good. And I don't mean in a stodgy way. I just mean buttoned up in your voice, the whole press. Come on, you're not 19. Don't lie on the show. Come on.
I can't tell a lie. I'm 19. I promise.
Well, JT, you're doing all the right. What are you majoring in? What are you going to be?
Political science. I plan to stay in the conservative movement in some form.
Okay.
Probably go to law school.
All right. Well, look, we're going to keep you in our Rolodex. You stay in our loop. And please, any developments, anything you want to come on about, just let Henry know. Be happy to talk with you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Put him down for next week, Henry. Let's get an update. Wow. Yeah, just to ask, you know, what's happened in the end. Did you think that guy, you talked to him? You think he's 19?
I knew he was young. I was tempted to bring his picture in here for you to see, but I didn't want to give anything away.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you his picture. It's I was thinking at least 21, but 19,
I
see it now.
Sounds like an operative in the Trump administration, one of those guys there, you know? Just the voice, the whole presentation.
Is much older than his mugshot.
Yeah, he was pushing back, but he didn't go nuts. He didn't go overboard. He's calm, Until the Nick Saban thing came up. I can't have Nick Saban here. So local colleges, I'm looking for it. If anybody sees it, Villanova, LaSalle, and all them, don't you think they ought to put out a statement on this? They ought to say what Kirk was doing, even if you differ, okay, something like that, represents what college is about. And you can hit me with some names. I'm fooling with this, talking to some people, but I'm trying to agitate to have two prominent people, you know, maybe they would do it pro bono a bit, left and right, that would go out and debate on some of the bigger issues. Why couldn't that be done? Why would that be so out of bounds? I mean, Scott Jennings is one that I would tag in, but maybe even more, you know, fierce than...
What about Younger?
Younger.
I'm just suggesting, not people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think who would be the younger conservative that you get to do. Well, Presler.
I know a lot of people were, you know, expecting a Charlie Kirk, Nick Fuentes debate at some point. He's another right. I know we're not the biggest fans of his either.
No,
but then there's like a Dean Withers on the left as well.
Okay.
Like he's another guy that I think would do something like that.
All right,
there are people out there that I think this could happen, but. Yeah, it's about getting it actually to happen, like putting it all together.
Any college listening, I'd be happy to show up and debate. I say this all the time. You know, the last one that I was involved in was at Cheney State, statewide TV. Yeah. I think there were three people I was debating, one of whom was Joe Sestak. We have that. That's where Joe Sestak was saying this woman wouldn't be able to vote. And I said, Joe, let's just get off this TV show. Go and get her. I'll pay for it. You drive. And he goes, well, that's okay. We already took care of it. Then why did you bring it up? You know that all? And the audience there, Henry, you got to imagine, I'm surrounded. I don't think there was one person in the room that could have been on my side. That's what you should live for, really.
Yeah,
as long as they let you talk, as long as you shut up that I can talk, I don't care how many of you are there, whatever's going to happen. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you got to walk into the lines then at some point.
Yeah. So, any college, we'd love to do that. Wouldn't that be the remedy? Oh, no, that's too explosive. Why? That's what college is supposed to be about. So I'd love to see who Villanova is bringing. I'm suspect of all these local colleges. I don't think they're bringing in conservative speakers up and down the line. They ought to be arranging debates. What subject? Anything that you want right now. Illegal immigration, the transgender issue. You ought to be able to do it. You ought to have enough security that you can do it. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling your mission. All right, so we'll keep a lookout to see if any of these colleges actually put out a statement. Phone lines, though, are 855-839-1210. Keep the Charlies coming. I see some great ones that we didn't take off yet. We'll get to those. And the Presler interview, and Dan has it up to Talk Radio 1210. We'll put it up on mine, too, at Dom Show 1210. Was unbelievable stuff today. And I do pray for Scott Presler, given he is a noticeable figure, you know, not on the level of Kirk, but when you take into account the hair, the whole presentation and all, you know, he is somebody who pops. By the way, don't forget Newsmax this Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's the Scott Presler reality show, so to speak, will be running. And I'll be off on Monday, but back on Tuesday with Scott. We'll talk about it. Want to get as many eyeballs as we can so that Newsmax will do more with him. And I think they built it that way. It's like behind the scenes, Presler on the road, cottage cheese and all. Cottage cheese, that's it.
Like cottage cheese?
No, not just the mere thought of it.
The consistency doesn't, I'm
thinking of Richard Nixon when I think of it.
Oh.
Because that's right, he was eating cottage cheese all the time.
That's a bad sign.
That's what he's doing now. All right. You know, it's important to make sure that our families have the essentials. And we know they're food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. There's a lot of news about drinking water these days. So just do what I did. Count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Connecticut system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water, and they're going to put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, they're just fantastic. They'll come out to your home, and they'll test your water, and they'll recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning. They will take great care of you, immaculate, and the moment. With this free water test, when they show you the impurities and the impurities gone, is second to none. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Do tell them Dom sent you. All right, Dom Giordano Show. It just occurred to me, too, with this debate stuff. Look, I know how we feel toward Gavin Newsom, but Newsom's podcast with Charlie Kirk, he made a good choice there. I thought Kirk more than held his own. I thought it was a great back and forth. And if you remember, look, I know he's a politician, but on paper at least, Newsom pushed back a little bit on the transgender thing. Not that he's going to act on that, but in the debate with Kirk, I thought that was a pretty good podcast, okay? And I think Kirk was smart to do that, to engage on this stuff. Rather than just being his own bubble, and he handled it beautifully. It was back and forth, pretty intense, but definitely civil. Yeah, and colleges right now, here's your opportunity. We'll help you quarterback this. Henry and I just signed him up. You know, give the forum, get people of high stature, at least locally. There got to be a couple local. Larry Krasner and Dom Giordano. There you go. I'm sure that could go well. Come on, Larry, let's take one for the team. You're the expert. I'm not. I'm a law school dropout, or let's just say I haven't got my degree. I have it by the time of the debate. And you're the number one progressive DA in the world. Surely you'd be able to flick me around in any kind of debate, right, Larry? Or politically, Jim Kenney on the progressive movement and bicycle lanes and bars. Well, what is it that he drinks? Prosecco. And he hates the people, Henry, of Oaks, Pennsylvania, because they have gun shows there. He goes off on them, Oaks, all the time. Brings up Oaks constantly. Worst people in the world.
They have other stuff at the Expo Center.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why he goes off on them.
Oh, my
Let's see. All right, let me go to Mike in Willow Grove on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Don. How are you?
Good, good. What do you have today, Mike?
How about the Choo-Choo Charlie from Good and Plenty?
All right.
Once upon a time, there was this engineer. Choo-Choo Charlie was his name we hear. He had an engine and it sure ran fun. It was Good and Plenty candy that made his train run.
Charlie said,
love my Good and Plenty. Charlie said, really rings a bell. Charlie said, love my Good and Plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well. Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty, Good and Plenty.
Thank you, Mike, very much. And Henry, it's the first time we got Charlie today versus Charlie.
Yeah, so Charlie.
We got Charlie. They never say Charlie, man. It was always Charlie Manuel.
I'm so glad he did the whole song.
Oh, yeah.
There.
I'm glad he got it.
It's even better.
All right,
the
we're
going
to get
around
to everybody on the line now. But coming up, we're going to talk with Evan Baketo. Evan Baketo is the son of George Baketo. And we got to meet him in the political campaign. He's one of the leaders of the Young Republicans in Philadelphia. All right. Now, these are not necessarily college age, but thought he could have put in perspective what it's like to be a young Republican. You know, can you date women? Or they go, wait a minute, you're that young Republican guy. Well, I do listen to Dom Giordano. Oh, okay, then. That's one of the things you don't bring up until you know here. Are you wearing the Trump hat? All right, then we'll come to your calls and we'll get a winner here today. And we're also going to talk with Sheriff Fred Herron briefly. Great event with Fred last night. Now, that's the type of talk radio event. And Henry, do you have that ready to go? Can people see it on YouTube? That
yes.
picture?
Yeah,
it's up there now?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it hasn't been up there. I mean, we haven't talked about it yet, but I have it.
Yeah, put that
All
up
right,
there
yeah,
now,
I'll put it up there.
And I'll talk about it right after the break. It's me, after I finally produced this very elaborate mixed drink. I think there were 13 ingredients in it.
Oh, boy.
To perfection. No, that's an exaggeration.
13, I'd be like, that's an expensive
cocktail. I did learn
cocktail.
What the Tito line is. Have you ever seen the Tito line on the glass?
No.
That's where you put the tequila in to that point.
Are these like plastic cups here?
No, these were real, a drink glass, and it had a line across it in this bar called the Tito line.
Oh, interesting.
I thought it was the Mendoza line, but it was the Tito line. And that line is, you don't go past that putting in the drink.
Yeah.
Then you gotta,
then
you
you're
know,
overserved,
swirl.
Yeah.
Yes, and I made sure that people did not get much head on their beer. I put
Good
more
job.
Beer in. Yeah, I think I poured 4 beers and sort of 1 mixed drink in 2 hours. What a record.
No white wine?
No white wine. A woman hid her white wine. Her husband made her hide it from me there, but I sniffed it out. Now, what a record. In 2 hours of bloviating, 5 drinks. That was it.
Wow.
Well, Fred Herron, though, is a ringer.
Is he the machine?
He was a former bartender of some sort. When he comes on, I have to call him out. Yeah, he's back there mixing stuff with 2 bottles.
Yeah, he's pointing at people, what do you want? All right.
You got to imagine, the bar room is about 1/2 the size of this studio with 2 barmaids and Fred Herron and I and all the stuff in there.
Oh,
what
man.
It was like. I felt like, can I squeeze any more, not to bother these women making a living here doing this? My God. So I resorted to bloviating. All right, 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.